Have you ever experienced a loss of a loved one or a friend? As someone whom you have loved died? This is more of a rhetorical question because all of us, no doubt, have been touched in some capacity by death. Death is a universal human experience. Everyone encounters death, and everyone at the end of their life will face death. It is an inevitable human experience. And while death is a universal experience, it's also a very personal experience. Everyone has their own personal experience with death and grief and the losing of friends and loved ones. So we all have personal experiences with this. And one of my personal experiences with death is when one of my older brothers, Brian, died. Would be 10 years ago this July. In an unexpected and tragic death, we lost my brother Brian. And the hardest things are not being able to say goodbye to Brian, but also the gap or the disconnect that you recognize that his presence is not with the family in the way that you are used to. The relationship is different. And so death, like Brian, touches us in a lot of different ways. But something that really helped me and my family grieve and to sit with just the pain of Brian's loss was the people, our friends, our family members, and the friends of Brian who would come to our house and to mourn with us in those weeks and months following Brian's death. They didn't come to really fix the problem. It was an unfixable issue. Brian was dead. But they came to be with us and to mourn with us. And to truly suffer alongside us, which is the perfect definition of compassion. They were coming to have compassion with us. And this dynamic plays out so well in today's gospel. People coming to mourners to have compassion on them and to suffer with them. We see this with the friends of Martha and Mary coming down from Jerusalem to mourn with Martha and Mary and to be with them. But also Jesus, coming to mourn with Martha and Mary. And we encounter in the gospel, really human emotions come up within Jesus. He's perturbed, unsettled, maybe even a little upset about the fact that his friend Lazarus, the brother of his friends, died. And he weeps. Jesus Christ, the God made man, weeps. And so he's like us in this dynamic that he suffers with people. So Jesus had compassion on Martha and Mary. And the season of Lent is a season to reflect on just this reality that we're all going to die. And if you were at the retreat that we had last Saturday, we focused on death for the first conference and the opportunity that Lent gives us to reflect on the reality that we will all one day die. Just like we hear on Ash Wednesday that we are dust and unto dust we shall return, we meditate and reflect on that reality throughout all of Lent. And in my reflection that I gave, I shared a quote from a book called The Preparation for Death by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Father Curtis gave this to me to help kind of prepare for the talk. And this quote that I shared was really powerful and it really moved me, especially afterwards, after kind of reflecting and meditating on the quote. So I'm going to share it with you all this morning. So if you're at the retreat, I apologize. You'll hear the same quote, but repetition is the art of learning. So here we go. So St. Alphonsus is speaking to us, all Christians, and imploring us to reflect on our upcoming death. So St. Alphonsus says, "But Christian soul, that you may see more clearly what you are, follow the advice of St. Chrysostom. Go to the grave, contemplate dust, ashes, and worms, and sigh. Behold how the corpse first turns yellow and then black. Afterwards, the entire body is covered with a white, disgusting mold. Then comes forth a clammy, fetid slime, which flows to the earth. In that putrid mass is generated a great multitude of worms, which feed on the flesh. Rats come to feast on the body. Some attack it on the outside. Others enter into the mouth and the bowels. The cheeks and the lips and the hair fall off. The ribs are first laid bare, and then the arms and legs. The worms, after having consumed all the flesh, devour one another, and in the end, nothing remains but a fetid skeleton, which in the course of time falls to pieces. It's not really a fun reflection to especially use your imagination on. It doesn't sound appealing to me. And this stuck with me because it bothered me. Reflecting on this bothered me because, I mean, I thought about my brother Brian, the person who I love, whose mortal remains would have went through this process, and who is going through this process of decay. And that bothered me. It also bothered me because I thought of my own body and how I don't want worms and rats and slime coming out of my body. Our bodies are good. They are made by God. And I like to use my body to work and to play and to give glory to God. So this bothered me thinking about my body and my brother's body going through this process. And for a little bit, I was almost led to almost despair of just thinking, gosh, this is rough and I don't like this. And there is truth to that, and that's good. And St. Alphonsus wants us to focus on that for a brief moment in time. But then, you know what? I realized that, hold up, we believe in the resurrection of the dead. We believe that our bodies will rise from the dead. And I don't know if you've seen the meme, but there's this meme of this man saying, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. That's what I thought when I realized that we believe in the resurrection of the dead. So yes, my body and my brother's body will decay, turn to worms and to ashes. But as Catholics, we are taught by God that our bodies will rise from the dead. And today, we are really instructed and revealed that this is what will happen. So Jesus is like us. He's like us that he has these feelings that we have when we face death. We grieve, we're perturbed. We have these raw human emotions, and those are good reactions to death. But Jesus is different in that he can actually do something about death. So unlike our experience of death, when we walk with someone who's grieving, we oftentimes feel helpless. We can only be there with the person. Jesus is different. He can be there with the person, but also provide something. And that something that he provides is the resurrection of the body. And we profess this every Sunday. Every Sunday when we pray the Nicene Creed, we say all individually, I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And that's something that I know in my life I don't think enough about. I think about just the immediate right here and then maybe my immediate death. But I don't reflect on the gift of the resurrection of the body at the end of time. And this is truly our faith. This is what we believe. Say, the prophet Ezekiel in the first reading affirms this. He is speaking in the voice of God and he says, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. And then you will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. And then St. Paul in the New Testament affirms this when he says, if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Jesus from the dead will give you life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit dwelling in you. So this is to say, God has told us through his revelation that he will raise our bodies from the dead at the resurrection at the end of time. But he doesn't just tell us, he also shows us. He shows us in today's gospel. Lazarus was good and dead. He was 4 days dead. And in the Jewish times, it was thought that for 3 days after death, the soul would perhaps hover over the body. And then on the fourth day, that was the day when the soul would be completely separated from the body. So it's significant that Lazarus was 4 days dead because it was thought that there was no coming back. And so this reality that Lazarus faces in today's gospel will face us at the end of our times. And sometimes I think we might be moved to kind of wonder, how does this happen? How does my body, which is decayed in ashes, actually rise from the dead? And St. Augustine actually, I think, provides a really helpful thought on this. He says in the context of today's gospel that rather than wondering about how this happens, our only job and our only duty is to rejoice in it, to rejoice in the resurrection, because it's actually not that hard for God to do this. If he created the world and created you and I out of nothing, which we know is true, well, then it's actually a lesser miracle to raise someone from the dead. And so we're not called to wonder about how this happens, but it is our duty to rejoice in it. And this is worthy of rejoicing. So we're just 2 weeks away from the great feast of Easter, a time period when we rejoice in the resurrection of Christ. And so these next 2 weeks, we're called by the church to enter deeper and deeper into the depths of Lent and into the depths of the tomb, so that we might be stripped completely bare and ready to be risen with Christ on Easter, which foreshadows the long anticipated and awaited the resurrection of the dead on the last day.